National News Service. Workers at the VOA were among a number of international news services with the U.S. Agency for Global Media who were told they were being taken off the air and put on administrative leave. Responding to a lawsuit by a group of VOA employees, a Manhattan federal judge acted on March 28th to halt the order that originated from the White House. The U.S. District Court judge called the agency's action a classic case of arbitrary policymaking. Radio Free Asia, another international news organization, is also seeking court action to halt its shutdown. Meanwhile, the news service Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, was spared its own announced shutdown after a different U.S. District Court judge ruled that the continued operation of these news services was in the public interest. Funding has since been restored through the end of the current federal fiscal year. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has been on the air since the beginning of the Cold War. Even as White House cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration leave the agency's future operations in question, the next generation of amateurs has been training well to keep an eye on dangerous weather for the public. Randy Sly, W4XJ, has that story for us.
This is N0A, November 0 Alpha, calling CQ, CQ, special event station for severe weather awareness, calling CQ.
If you worked N0A during the last half of March, you were talking with a member of the Skywarn Youth Net, which meets weekly to encourage severe weather monitoring by young hams across the United States. As most hams who are active during severe weather are beginning to age out, groups like this can help encourage a new generation of Skywarn supporters. The net was founded in 2016 by Jim Sellers, N0UAM, who is now a silent key, to encourage youth participation in reporting severe weather. Net manager Caleb Sfair, KE0FOE, got his license in 2015 at age 11 and joined the net 2 years later at the encouragement of his father, George, KJ6TQ. Caleb told AR Newsline about the beginning of the Skywarn Youth Net by Sellers.
He was the deputy director of Skywarn in Southwest Missouri. Simply put, he just wanted to have a simple check-in net that young hams would run to give them a chance to practice passing traffic and to try to encourage other youths to participate.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.